Welcome to Truth and Healing Podcast. It's your girl, Gifty. Thank you for joining me as we go through the series of Taking Charge of Your Life. Today, our topic is using your skills to take charge of your life. But before we start, I want to thank God for your life. I want to thank God for bringing you here. Thank God for giving you another day to see. Beautiful day, a day that you are moving towards your palace, a day that he gave you back his breath into you. Thank God for him. Thank God that he woke you up this morning and he gave you your sight back, your hearing faculties back, every function and every organ in your body functions to the perfection to which he created it. I thank God for you. And I thank God that he brought you here today, because he has a perfect purpose and a plan for your life. Thank you for coming on today's episode. Skills, the talent and the giftings that God has given you and I, we need it to fulfill our purpose in this journey of life. Knowledge is not marketable. It is skills that you market. The talent is what you market. Skills is not a function of the papers you and I carry. It is the function of the tactics, the strategies you and I engage in handling our assignment, our purpose, our goals in life. So knowledge is not marketable. It is skills that you market. Skill is not a function of papers you carry. It is a function of the tactics, the strategies you engage in handling your assignment. So, what are we talking about? Skills. What skills are we talking about? No purpose has a future without skill. Many of us have discovered our purpose, but we are not equipped to develop them. And that is the set. No matter how great your calling, no matter how genuine your pursuit, your purpose will never be accomplished without skill. To every trade, there is a required skill. Quality of your skill is what determines the quality of your output. Unfortunately, skill is one of the most neglected aspects of Christian teachings today. It has pushed so many backward, and many are constantly looking around for the devil to blame for their failures. Innocent people to blame for their failures. Instead of looking inward to find out where they are lacking experience. Person that is not skilled in his job, no matter how hard he prays, cannot expect to enjoy promotions. Only experts excel. And expertise is a product of training and personal development. Skill is not a function of the papers you carry. It is a function of the tactics you employ, strategies you engage in handling your assignment. Mere certificates hold little or no value in the market today. It is what you can do that sells. Knowledge is not marketable. It is skills that we market. A bachelor's degree in computer science does not give you a job. It is your expertise on the systems that does. Oprah Winfrey once said, excellence is the greatness. It is the greatest deterrent against racism and sexism. Man or woman, black or white, just have the quality, and the people will be there to buy your product, have what they need. They will be running after you. Training, whether formal or informal, is a device through which skills is acquired. If what you are using are tricks, you may soon be trapped. If you are engaging skills, you will remain in command. No matter where you are, skills will announce you. This is how David, the shepherd boy, to the palace. Later on, a crop of battered and beaten people gathered themselves unto David, and he became captain over them. Later on, when God began to list the mighty men of valor around David, the same worthless people had become the mighty men of David. Skills. 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 There are 5 biblical illustrations that help us see the need for skills in the pursuit of our purpose. Bible likens our destiny in life to that of a builder, farmer, soldier, sportsman, and a trader. Now, let's look at what a builder does. So as a builder, Paul said, "As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another build thereon. But let every man take heed how he build thereon." Every pursuit in destiny is like putting structure. And we all know that the beauty of your building is the function of your expertise. Jesus said again, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and count the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it?" Lest after he had laid foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold began to mock him. The building of every tower demands high level skills, else it will end up as an object of mockery. So, is it with a journey? So is with this journey of life. You need skills to build your life. The journey of biblical illustrations. Now let's talk about the farmer. God speaking again through Paul said, "A husbandman, a laborer, must be first a taker of the fruit." Those pursuing divine purpose can be likened to farmers, and a lot of skills is required in farming. There is a time to sow and a time to apply your fertilizer, and so on and so on and so forth. It is your expertise that determines the quality of the harvest you get. Every common sense farmer would only get common sense results. It takes special sense to get a special harvest. So, how does a soldier factor in as a skill? This is a biblical illustration. Purpose of divine purpose is only likened to a career in the army on battlefield. "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No man that war entangled himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier." Walking with God, you have to be a soldier. It is not a kid's play. In the military, skill is the thing. Skill is the thing. And the world is no more threatened by the size of your army, but by its skills. Therefore, so, if we are soldiers, we need skills. So we won't get what? Killed in the war front. You need skill as a soldier, and you need a skill as a sportsman. Now, we are also called sportsmen, athletes, boxers, wrestlers, and so on. Paul said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run, that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air." You don't go to the wrestling ring just because you are called a wrestler in your village. For instance, you may be good playing soccer, a footballer in your neighborhood, but you will need a coach to refine your gift before playing in the World Cup League. Every professional sportman has a coach who is heavily paid to enhance his training or expertise in his chosen sport. You need also to be a trader. How does that work? People pursuing purpose are also likened to traders multiplying their capital for profit. In Matthew 25 verse 14 to 16 says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servant and delivered unto them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. Every man according to his what? Several abilities, the skills he carried, and straight away took his journey. Then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. If we are traders, then we only look for the capital, but we must first of all acquire the necessary skill for the trade we want to get into. Otherwise, the capital will be gone in no time. Money without financial literacy, someone says, is money soon gone. So, it is not just capital you need to become a successful trader. You must also need necessary skills in a specific area of trade you intend going into. Skills have to be consciously acquired, either formally or informally. When you leave your life to chance, you don't have a chance. When you start praying, "Oh God, bless my business," God says to you, "Oh boy, you have the necessary skills." Time spent in acquiring skills is not time wasted. It is time profitable and profitably invested. Nothing happens by chance. You cannot accomplish your purpose without first engaging in the travailing of training. Training. Jesus said, and when he called those 12 disciples and they went under his tutelage for 3.5 years, discipleship implies apprenticeship. He was training them to take over. Their calling was not enough. They were also supernaturally equipped for the channel of training. When Jairus' daughter died, Jesus took Peter, James, and John inside to watch him raise her from the dead. Peter did exactly what he had seen Jesus do in Act 9 when Dorcas died and she was brought back to life. Don't make noise, make moves. Do not make noise, make moves. Everyone needs training to enhance his worth in this world and in his field. It is not a function strength. As many mighty men don't make the mark, You need to acquire up-to-date skills in order to maintain a leading position. The race of life is not a function of strength, but of skill. Build your expertise, and the world will respect you for it. You don't have to make noise to make news. As a matter of fact, the more noise you make, the more of a nuisance you are likely to become. You don't need to make noise to make news. You make moves to make news. The moves you make determine the waves you cause, and the waves you cause determine the news you make. So, it is time for you to make moves for needed skills acquisition. So, you can begin the cause. You can begin to cause waves in your field and begin to make news in the ultimate. Yes, you can. Make moves with the skills you have acquired and effect a change in your life. You can do it. I believe in you. Do you believe in yourself? I believe in you. So take that move. Take that chance and make the move. Take the steps, because you can do it. Do it. Do it. Do it for yourself. God bless you. Thank you for joining me in today's podcast. On how your skills will get you there. Trust the skills that God has given you. Utilize it for the good of mankind. God bless you. Good night.